The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the news show. It is Friday, November 22nd, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Apple updates. Don't worry, there's not one coming for you today, even though I think we should be expecting it. There really isn't. We all know that iOS 13 has been riddled with bugs, hence that's probably why we've had so many updates. But Apple wants to change that. So they're overhauling the way it develops and tests iOS and even macOS, watchOS, and tvOS, hoping to bring quality control the way it, somewhat, at least the way it used to be. At least according to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Apparently, this strategy is already being applied for the development of iOS 14. In this new process, we'll see Apple implement flags allowing the company's software engineers to selectively enable or disable unfinished or buggy features in an isolated way to ensure that their overall stability is not jeopardized. In the meantime, however, Apple, they're still testing 13.3, and that third beta has actually been released this week. Meaning, I'm sure we're going to be upgrading in the near future again. Assistant is now getting some new calendar and email functions, at least for G Suite accounts. These users now will be able to ask basically when your next meeting is, could also send email to attendees for a meeting, send emails to specific contacts, even create, cancel, and reschedule calendar events, all with just your voice. However, though, be forewarned, say you've got two accounts, you're going to have to switch between those accounts of which one you actually want it to be for, since Assistant will only work with one account at a time. Though Google says they are going to try and make this a little bit more convenient in the future. Well, with Black Friday upon us next week, guess who is going to be out in fashion? Yeah, cyber criminals. This time, they're targeting shopping apps. This is all according to the company RiskIQ, which is showing attackers will leverage popular brands and unsafe consumer shopping habits to take full advantage of the opportunity. Now, according to RiskIQ, they're saying that searching for terms related to holiday shopping should bring up about 951 apps. And according to them, 2% are actually blacklisted as malicious. Basically, what happens, consumers are lured by the chance of a good deal, of course, and they would download this shopping-related app so they could take advantage of it. Hence, that wasn't a good idea. Now, no, it's nothing new. In the past, they've done the same thing. However, though, those hackers are getting a little bit more clever and also taking full advantage of a lot of us shopping more online, particularly if we're looking for those good Black Friday or, shall we even say, Cyber Monday deals. So be careful out there. Remember, if a deal is too good to be true, it usually is. And finally, cell phone cameras. They're everywhere. We've even got so many things that can enhance a camera. However, though, if a microscope was on your shopping list for Christmas, you may want to forgo that now. Because now there's a smartphone microscope kit. And no, this doesn't look to be some cheapy thing. They're actually promising up to 1,000 times magnification, taking that camera in your pocket to a whole nother level. The team behind this is actually called Dimple. Oh, cute. They've actually dabbled in smartphone accessories before. They actually had stick-on smartphone lenses way back in 2016. You might remember those as called blips. Well, Dimple is taking blips to extreme, offering a static backlit setup for more stable microscopy. Not to mention the convenience of portability. The kit actually is quite small too, actually the size of a smartphone box. Now the actual lenses with the magnification are 35 times, 75 times, and 150 times, which can be increased, as you probably guessed, by using the zoom function on your phone. And if you're worried about pixelization, they're saying don't. At least when you go 1,000 times. You'll be able to get to that level before getting any pixelation whatsoever. If the science geek in you is really curious, head on over to Smart Micro Optics at their Instagram page. Got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Head on over to our official website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where everything the BTN Network lives over there, and it's all powered by those fine folks over at TSO Hosts. If you're in need of some fantastic web hosting, you should give them a try today. We absolutely love them. We think you're going to love them, too. Check them out today at tsohosts.com. Find us on our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, and come by our community over over at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, yes, it is the weekend, so we'll take the next couple of days off. However, though, we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.